Sticking together. Picture yourself standing on a pair of skates when someone throws a backpack to you, as in figure 15. When you catch the backpack, you and the backpack continue to move in the same direction that the backpack was moving before the collision. The law of conservation of momentum can be used to find your speed or velocity after you catch the backpack. Suppose a backpack with a mass of 2 kilograms is tossed at a speed of 5 meters per second. You have a mass of 48 kilograms, and initially you are at rest. Then the total momentum before the collision would be total momentum equals momentum of backpack plus your momentum. So 2 kilograms times 5 meters per second plus 48 kilograms times 0 meters per second. And if you do the math, that's 10 kilograms times meters per second. After the collision, the total momentum remains the same, and only one object is moving. It has a combined mass of you and the backpack. You can use the equation for momentum to find the new velocity. So total momentum equals the mass of the backpack plus your mass times velocity. 10 kilograms meters per squared equals 2 plus 48 times velocity. So if we manipulate the equation, we would do 10 kilograms times mass per second equals 50 kilograms times velocity, which would give us 0.2 meters per second in velocity. This is your velocity right after you catch the backpack. The final velocity is much less than the initial velocity of the backpack. The velocity decreases because the mass of you and the backpack together is much greater than the mass of the backpack alone. As you continue to move on your skates, the force of friction between the ground and the skates slows you down. As a result, the momentum of you and the backpack together continually decreases until you come to a stop.